Greetings to everyone and welcome to this very important video on our YouTube channel. This is going to be helping you to prepare for your concours, NASLA and customs. So this is going to be a very important, a very vital general knowledge class on the topic the diaspora and development. So get ready as we begin. You can study online from any part of the country, and if you're in Yaoundé, you can study with us at our centers. You can study online. We have a national preparatory online classes for concours Enam, NASLA, Customs, Engineering in Medicine, and other concours in Cameroon. If you are wishing to go in for one, you can give us a message through the number that you see on your screen, and then we're going to add you up to effectively prepare for your concours. That's it. We're going to begin. I said we're going to have a very vital general knowledge class this day on the topic the diaspora and development. So we are going to be talking on the topic the diaspora and development. I would like to let you know that this topic is very sophisticated for your public concours. In looking at this topic, we're going to begin with a general introduction in which we are going to define the diaspora, we're going to define development, and we're going to move ahead to clarification of facts. After that, we'll look at our big one, which is supposed to be impacts of the diaspora on development. The impact of the diaspora on development can either be economic or sociocultural. So in A, we shall discuss the economic impact of the diaspora, which may include the fact that the diaspora will send remittances to their country of origin through their loved ones, their family members, their relatives. Also, by the increase in investment and the improvement of trade. Socioculturally, in B, we shall discuss the sociocultural impact of the diaspora on development. Here we shall be looking at the transfer of knowledge and the savoir-faire. We shall also look at the diaspora advocacy. And finally, we shall look at the diaspora philanthropy and tourism. After that, we shall move ahead to our big two, which is obstacles hindering the diaspora's complete engagement in development and recommendations. Here, we shall discuss the structural deficiencies in A, which could be inadequate government coordination, structural deficiencies, and the risk of conflict. After that, we shall move ahead to give some few recommendations, and then we shall conclude. After the conclusion, I shall give you a few questions that have been coming on this topic. It will serve to you as assignment or revision questions. You can feel free to get to me with your proposed answers to those questions I shall leave at the end of this tutorial. Let us get started. The topic is the diaspora and development. The diaspora and development. With the number that's been displayed on your screen, feel free to get to me if you desire to join the preparatory group, online preparatory group, or if you also desire to have past questions and answers. The group is going to be of help to you that way. There is this famous quote by a contemporary philosopher, a school of thought. The quote from William Safran: "The diaspora in modern societies, myth of homeland and return." What do you understand by diaspora? A diaspora is a group of citizens of a country who are living in a different country than their country of origin. The diaspora describes a community of people who live outside their country of origin, otherwise called their ancestral country, but they keep maintaining strong ties with their ancestral countries. The term diaspora carries a sense of displacement of population from their ancestral land. These people are, for whatever reason, separated from their original territory. These people, in most cases, hope at least, or at least have the desire to return to their homeland at some point. So the diaspora is a community of people who are living outside their country and are living in a different country or in a foreign country, but they keep maintaining strong ties with their country to a point where most of them desire to return to their country someday. Now, let us try to clarify the concept. Let us look at a broad spectrum of how the diaspora came about globally. We are going to discuss the historical background about the diaspora, and this is going to be prior to the triangular slave trade, which was either transatlantic or trans-Sahara. We know about the triangular slave trade that was some decades ago. We had the problem of slave trade in Africa, because Africa had slave markets where the Europeans would come and buy slaves, take them to Europe or take them to America. And so prior to the triangular slave trade, which was either the transatlantic slave trade or the trans-Sahara slave trade, hundreds of thousands of Africans had moved and settled as merchants in different parts of Europe, America, Asia, and other parts of the world. The sub-Sahara Africa constitutes the largest diaspora in the world in the 18th and 19th century. Today, the movement of people are sponsored by political and economic reasons. Take note. Inasmuch as in the past, the movement of people in and out of Africa were sponsored by the advocacy of slave trade, the European would come to buy slaves and take the slaves into America, passing through the Atlantic Ocean, or take them to Europe, passing through the Sahara Desert. That's why we talk of the transatlantic slave trade, meaning slave trade across the Atlantic Ocean, and the Trans-Sahara slave trade, which means slave trade along the Sahara Desert into Europe. But today, the major cause of the movement of people in and out of a country can either be political or economic. For example, the search for political asylum or the search for greener pastures in a context marked by an increasing unemployment and poverty in Africa and developing countries. There is a growing evidence that the diaspora plays an important role in the development of their country of origin, thus justifying the need for this asset that is to be announced now. Now, if the diaspora have a positive impact on the development of their country, we are going to discuss this impact in big one, and in big two, we shall look at the obstacles that they will probably face. This was the reason for the 2017 Third International Conference, which was held in Cameroon, organized with the motto Act Together for the Development of the Country. During this conference, the diaspora were present, and the government of Cameroon encouraged the Cameroonian diaspora to invest in the country, reasons being that the diaspora has been recognized in other countries like Senegal, Mali, as an important asset of development, and so why not Cameroon? However, some governments are very careful in the way they interact with their respective diaspora, because this segment of people are sometimes accused of criticizing their homeland government or their home government on media, especially on media and social networks. And also for organizing manifestations, especially when the president of the republic or an important member of the government is traveling to their country of residence. I want you to take note of something here. When we talk about the diaspora, we talk of two countries here. The country of origin is the homeland, the home country. So here we talk of the country of origin and we talk of the country of residence. The country of residence now is the country in which the person or the people or the community of people are now living. But the country of origin is their ancestral country. However, despite the problems that the government may face in managing or interacting with the diaspora, it has an important impact on economic development. In one, we shall look at that. Though some difficulties may come along the way, in two, we are going to look at that. So let's begin with one, the impact of the diaspora in the development. An emphasis will be placed at this level on the economic impact in A and the sociocultural impact in B of the diaspora on development. So let's begin with A, economic impact. The diaspora send remittances to their country of origin. That's the first point. The diaspora send remittances to their country of origin. Yeah, the main economic contribution of the diaspora has been the provision of a sustainable financial assistance to their families or relatives in the country of origin through sending remittances. According to the World Bank, such private transaction reduces poverty, increases investment, and consequently improves the living condition and growth in the recipient country or in the country of origin, ancestral country. The diaspora also assists in increasing investment. Beyond remittances, the diaspora contributes to the development of their country of origin through investment. This investment can go a long way to support entrepreneurship, startups, and small enterprises in the country, thereby reducing unemployment and poverty. The diaspora is more likely to invest in their home countries than other foreign investors. This investment may be guided by future desire. So, we are now going to look at the third impact of the diaspora in development. Beyond remittances and beyond the increase in investment, because the diaspora who form part of the country living out of their ancestral land are the major actors in investment. They are more likely to invest in their homeland than foreign investors. Now let's discuss the improved trade. The diaspora has catalyzed the demand and supply for good. These financial remittances in the country of origin usually ensure the purchase of local groceries and other household equipment. This goes a long way to boost trade locally and internationally, given that since these goods demanded or at the local level are imported from the country of settlement of the diaspora, the goods include machines, cars, electronic TVs, and so on. This has an effect in stimulating trade. That is it. We can talk about that for the economic impact of the diaspora on the development of a country. Beyond the economic impact, we shall discuss the socio-cultural impact, beginning from the transfer of knowledge and the savoir-faire. The transfer of acquired knowledge, being one of the constructive contributions of the diaspora in the country of origin, goes a long way to guarantee development. Diaspora is a great source of transfer of technical knowledge and skills in the form of brain gain. Diaspora members can act as important medium of transfer of technology between their home country and residence, their country of residence and their country of origin. Here, we have people who might have left the country of origin and are living in a different country, where they acquire skills, they acquire a new way of being, they acquire a new savoir-faire, they acquire the new skills to come back with it to the country, such that the country experiences brain gain. They bring back this knowledge into the country, and the knowledge helps to establish development in the country. Most especially in technology. Let us discuss diaspora advocacy. The diaspora organizations and some individuals are seen to be getting increasingly vocal and influential in their country of origin and settlement. They increasingly seek to influence government, corporate media sector, and other prominent groups, thereby speaking up a range of issues affecting the homeland, given the fact that they always feel deeply concerned by events taking place over there in their homeland. Now, what about tourism and philanthropy of the diaspora? One of the most important ways through which diaspora contribute to their country of origin is through philanthropic engagement. For instance, we know about the famous Samuel Eto'o's Foundation, which has been helping the underprivileged ones in Cameroon. The diaspora equally makes it a habit for visiting their homeland yearly for leisure. They also visit touristic sites, thus contributing to a growth in the tourism industry of the homeland at a local level. The peak period is usually in December before the end of the year. All right, we shall go ahead to discuss the obstacles that hinder the diaspora's complete engagement in development, and then we shall give recommendations to that. To talk about this, we shall talk about the structural infrastructural deficiencies in A, and in B, we shall give our recommendations. So now, what are the infrastructural deficiencies? One, inadequate government coordination. Government actions to attract diaspora investment in are relatively small and have had uncertain results. This is due to the lack of adequate incentives to encourage diaspora, especially in the field of foreign direct investment. Also, there is lack of ineffective initiative aimed at stimulating diaspora collaboration with small and medium enterprises. So when the government acts in a way that discourages investment in the country, discourages the diaspora from investing in the country, this becomes already a problem. It is already an obstacle to the diaspora in development of their homeland. Now, let's talk about the second. Let's look at structural deficiencies. The lack of sound legislation, laws, and the ministry to manage diaspora activities in some countries contribute to limit its role in boosting the development. This is true when we look at some countries like Senegal, countries like Cote d'Ivoire, where a whole ministry has been reserved for the diaspora. This ministry has facilitated the integration of the diaspora. Thus, this justifies its importance in the economy of these countries we have just mentioned. Let's come back to Cameroon. The law is not in favor of the diaspora. This has an effect to limit their contributions in development. In Cameroon, for example, the present nationality code, governed by law number 68/1103 of 11 June 1968, is not in favor of the diaspora, given that it doesn't give room for dual nationality or double nationality in its article 30 sub 1. This simply means that if a Cameroonian wants to obtain a foreign nationality, he must first of all lose his Cameroonian nationality. This is a problem. It means in that so long as the Cameroonian people live out of the country, they will lose their Cameroonian nationality if they want to gain the foreign nationality of their country of residence. But if this band is being removed, such that Cameroonians living out there who have foreign nationality should also have their homeland nationality, their Cameroonian nationality, this is going to give them a sense of belonging. But the present nationality code has an effect in discouraging Cameroonians who have acquired foreign nationality to re-establish themselves and occupy some post in of responsibility back in Cameroon, so as to share their skills. At least it will give them a sense of belonging. But presently, if you have US nationality, you automatically lose Cameroonian nationality, which means you are no longer a Cameroonian. Thirdly, we are going to look at the risks of conflict. Some partisans of the opposition, radicals, and other political opponents, all living abroad, often engage in denigration campaign against the regime in power. This is done in most cases on social media and through manifestation or protestations in front of embassies and other symbolic places. For example, the recent manifestation and destruction of the Cameroon embassy in France and Germany by some members of the Cameroon diaspora in January 2019, and manifestation in the Chadian embassy in France in March 2019. Not just that, in Canada, some members of the Cameroon diaspora in Canada hoisted down the Cameroon flag and burnt it, then replaced it with a virtual republic. Such actions are not good for the country's image, both nationally and internationally. These are some of the limitations, barriers, obstacles that hinder the diaspora from their complete engagement in development of their homeland. So now, what can we recommend in the case of Cameroon? There is need to identify goals mapping diaspora's location and skills. In Cameroon, if we could have a ministry for the diaspora, it will be very much helpful. A ministry that will cater for, a ministry that will manage the affairs of the diaspora. Fostering a relationship of trust with the diaspora will also be a very important article. And trying to clear the obstacles and creating opportunities for the diaspora to invest in the homeland is also very essential. Now, most importantly, in Cameroon, the law governing nationality should be revised so as to enable Cameroonians to have dual nationality. This will increase their sense of belonging to the nation, thereby motivating them to contribute to the country's development in an effective and efficient manner. Cameroon should consider providing technological assistance and logistic support to build and strengthen diaspora network that have a strong development potential. Such support for networking should be confined to the economic sphere, but should extend to peace building and reconciliation network. Government offices can also serve as means of communication between the diaspora and the potential partners in the country of origin, like linking diaspora investors with entrepreneurs with good business opportunities there. Given its importance, such that government offices should not only be temporary, but a permanent ministry to manage diaspora activities should be established in Cameroon. Like I said previously, if you desire to join our preparatory classes online, where you can study from any corner of the, from any angle, you can get in touch with me through the number on your screen, and you're going to be added up into the group for tutorials, effective classes. Have started already and is currently ongoing in preparation for ENAM, preparation for NASLA, preparation for ERIC, preparation for customs. Now take this assignment. Take this as an assignment. This is a question that came in 2020 in the financial division of ENAM Cycle B. The question read: the Cameroon diaspora, an opportunity or a threat? An opportunity or a threat? Discuss this topic. Thank you for watching and see you in the next video. If you love the video, I encourage you to subscribe so that when next I upload a video of this category, you shall be notified to come and watch. See you in the next video.